You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
That's right. It is Dom time at 855-839-1210. You get on board. Side question today. Give us something that's happened. Think a little bit outside the box. I have a list of 100 things that have happened since Dallas last won the Super Bowl January 28, 1996. Wow. Yet they're still somehow or another America's team. Come on now. Are they? America's pretty messed up if that's America's team. All right. The D.C. mayor, we talked about her yesterday, not only has given credit to President Trump for what's going on there, but has ordered local police, listen to this, just coming down, to coordinate with the feds indefinitely. Bowser said her actions would provide the pathway toward being beyond the presidential emergency of 1 month. Now, here's the play. And I'll give you the prediction. Are Democrats in Congress really going to step in and try to block this and reject it? Yes, they will. And thank God, let's have a parade. They'll show their true colors. They'll be on the side of saying, nope, we're going to continue with crime in Washington, D.C. And then we'll be into Chicago and the same kind of thing. I know it's maddening, but this is a hill you can't die on with the American people. And that's exactly what's happening. So the mayor gets it politically. She's a Democrat. She was a possible choice to be Biden's VP, you may remember. Right? Well, here, orders local police coordinate with the feds indefinitely and says this would provide the pathway toward moving forward beyond the presidential emergency. It's not an emergency in Chicago after what we saw last week. I'm looking at footage of the naval station outside Chicago where the guard probably would be headquartered. It is stunning to see that they have no other answer. I mean, this is a stone cold Democrat liberal mayor of Washington ordering the local police cooperate indefinitely and saying this should provide the pathway beyond this presidential decree. That's all good news for people in Washington. And it sets a tone of where we are. How could you continue to resist in the manner that they're resisting? You can do other things to show you're in agreement with some, but not everything. But going down this path is just, it's not going to fly with the American people. just like the voices out there saying we shouldn't hit the Venezuelan drug gangs. We shouldn't hit the Mexican drug gangs. That's not going to fly. I read you at the top of the show today, tips and the people covered by tips who can get tips and don't have to report it or not taxed on them. It was out there all the time. Why did it take this guy to be the one to not only make it a campaign issue, but then get it through in the big, beautiful bill? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Liz Peek, writing at Fox News Channel, somebody who's been on the show a good number of times, says that it's time for President Trump to champion something that put Democrats even more on the defensive, and that is our failing public schools. How many years have I said, encourage Republicans in general? And I'm not talking about just saying something. I'm talking about whatever powers you have to intervene. I'm talking about laying out in detail, focus, like they do at the White House, the day at the White House. How could we have so many public schools where not one kid is on proficient, on grade level in reading or math across the country? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. It's not just the violence. It's not just the money spent. It's not just the teachers' union. So up pops the PSEA. They're the teachers' union here in Pennsylvania and the head of the teachers in Lehigh County. Her name is Christina Rojas, speech language pathologist and president of the Lancaster Education Association. That's Lancaster, pretty conservative. She says she blames the Republicans, and we are not getting $36 million here for schools in Lancaster County, money that could have gone toward more teachers, paraprofessionals, and services for our growing number of students with autism. Instead, it's being wasted because Republicans are using our kids as pawns in a political game. I know what you're thinking. Where do we put the teachers' unions on Dante's or Dom's circle of hell for those who have just completely lost their way, that are the enemy of parents? They are. This woman and this type of statement blaming Republicans because of the SEPTA thing, holding up the budget. Well, in the House, they're the ones holding up the budget. They won't even go where Shapiro is now. And as far as SEPTA, Republicans are on board with using money immediately to make sure kids get to school, no political pawns and all the rest. But that's not the teachers' unions. This is the way they operate. And they are no longer just an advocate, sort of, for their side. They are really, in my view, the enemy of parental rights. They're the enemy of the taxpayer. And they are determined to get their way. They're going to scream fascism, fascism, fascism. And that's where this is going to continue to go. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. This is cut six, Henry. Here is the Colbert audience last night, and I think Colbert trying to he's with the audience when they talk about the death of President Trump. Listen to what happens when he says Donald Trump is very much alive.
11, there you go. It's great to be back with all of you. We were on vacation for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, okay, take this job seriously, and while we were gone, I still closely followed all the news that was on any cocktail napkin. This just in, my drinking club has a book problem. When I came back in the office, I was shocked to learn that this weekend, the biggest story was frenzied social media rumors speculating whether Donald Trump had died. For the record, Donald Trump is very much alive. Okay? And no. Oh, yes. We like our presidents alive. Donald Trump is very much alive, and this whole crazy rumor started simply because Trump had zero events on his schedule Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and one of the only signs that he might still be around was music in the Rose Garden, which the White House confirmed was the president's music. Which I gotta say is not the strongest proof of life. Yes, nurse, I do see that flat line, but the patient is clearly alive because his iPhone is playing Papa Loves Mambo. Papa Loves Mambo. Anyway.
All right, here's Jen Psaki, though, continuing her embarrassing behavior. Remember, she was there, nothing to see here, Biden so sharp, coming off all this Trump stuff. Listen to what she said about President Trump, and was he alive?
Now, just to be clear, we went in just a very quick span there. We went from Trump saying he hadn't heard about the rumors of his death to Trump saying he did hear about them from reports to then back to Trump saying he hadn't heard anything about any of it in the span of approximately 60 seconds in the Oval Office today. Really can't make this stuff up sometimes. And look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public. But you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now. I mean, for starters, there's the polling, and boy, is it brutal. Americans are more and more pessimistic about their lives right now. A newly released Wall Street Journal poll finds that the percentage of Americans who think they have a good chance of improving their standard of living has fallen to just 25%.
All right, so Jen Psaki, one of the biggest cover-up artists imaginable with Biden. When you have that in your background, you really can't go anywhere near anything like this with Trump, but that doesn't stop it. Okay, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. We'll get you in. Something that happened since Dallas last won the Super Bowl, January 28, 1996. Hit us with that. You have a chance. Get your name into the hat. We have a great prize, of course, on Friday. You know, it's time for the Rescue Natural Supplement Labor Day sale. It's the ultimate celebration of savings and well-being right now. All Rescue supplements are slashed up to 75% off. Plus, enjoy free shopping. So shipping. So whether you're searching for immune support, joint care, heart health, or youthful glow, Rescue has all those health essentials for everyone. Just take a break. Celebrate your workplace achievement with savings on a probiotic, omega-3s, multivitamins, and a lot more. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Celebrate Labor Day with 25 to 75% off. Again, all Rescue products are slashed up to 75% off site-wide. No codes needed. Just call or go to res-q.com to get this Labor Day deal still ongoing. Again, you can call 800-26-ALIVE.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this is almost too good here on the Dom Giordano Show. Henry, you probably don't have living memory. I don't even know if you were doing talk radio then. There was this woman, Valerie Arcouche. That was the commissioner out there and ran for the Senate, and particularly during COVID, was a nightmare. I'm mentioning that because with SNAP, under the food stamp thing, under the big, beautiful bill, there are penalties against states. I think they're given some amount of allowance. I have to look that up. If they mess up in overpaying payments, as taxpayers are saying, well, why are you paying these people more? It's already ridiculous, the number of people on food stamps. Well, there's this guy, Glenn Thompson. He is a big time congressperson. And Thompson went after Pennsylvania, referencing a letter Thompson had written last month to the administration. Valerie Arcouche, Secretary of the Department of Human Services, responded that Thompson had misstated key facts. She took Thompson to task for cutting SNAP benefits to Pennsylvanians by voting for Trump's big, beautiful bill. She disputed the statement that Pennsylvania's SNAP error rate, are you ready for this, is 11%, he said. Valerie Arcouche is crazed. She says it's only 10.76%. Wait a minute. Can you imagine this woman back again? Valerie Arcouche, remember her with COVID? Remember the snitch line? Remember that in Montgomery County? She says we're only off 6% in overpayment. These people are living in a bubble of bubbles.
If this were a math test, if you're off by 10%, right, you're not getting that question right.
Right, exactly. But arguing, and then she argues, we're below the national average of 10.93%. Can you imagine her performance report? Well, we're only wrong 10.76% with taxpayer money on this. And that she has the nerve to call attention to it. You know what it's about. They don't care if they're off whatever. They want people on food stamps. This has always been their policy. This is always the way they think. This is always where they're going to go. In fact, she wrote, Pennsylvania was one of the most improved states in the country, reducing our error rate. The error rate is a quality control measure that determines the percentage of overpayments to SNAP recipients. Traditionally, the federal government has paid 100% of SNAP benefits, but under the law, States with higher rates will be penalized for having to cover a portion of SNAP benefits. That has implications to Shapiro, who said, I really need you to hear me on this. We will not backfill the cuts that come from the federal government. We don't have the ability to come up with that. Oh, God. Valerie Arkush surfaces once again. All right, 855-839-1210, we can get in. Just imagine you're sitting there, and this is the goal. This woman knows no shame. You know that when she was out there in Montgomery County. COVID was an unbelievable tell with her. Any number of policies, any number of things they've done. So she's proud. They're only at approaching 11% of an error rate. Doesn't this underline the whole thing of Trump coming into this and just taking a new look at it and codifying it in the big, beautiful bill? So if you continue to make these errors, then there's going to be a penalty. Yeah, but I only made it 10.76%, teacher. I didn't make it 11% of the time. How dare you say anything about it? Let's see. Somebody's saying to me there's a delayed trash day in Mayfair. I don't know if that's Valerie Arkush or not, but there's a lot of
guns. That would make sense, right? It was a holiday.
Yeah, it was a holiday. Yeah, exactly. What the? All right, so 855-839-1210. Get into, hit us with something that happened since Dallas last won the Super Bowl. That's what we're looking for. But this is a perfect example of how Democrats, progressives, how they think, how an arrogant person like Arkush thinks. She's going to go after Thompson, and she's going to expose what the big, beautiful bill has done to call attention to this. I'm not sure if it was Trump. I'm not sure who in the Trump administration that codified this into the bill to say, no, there's going to be a penalty on you. You're not going to get away with in Jersey. We'll have to look up the percentage of each. She's proud that they're only at 10.76% error rate. You try being in an accounting firm, anything, when you're off by that much. I mean, you know, just think of being off by 10% on anything meaningful. But this is, and she is the outrage person calling attention to it. That's where she ended up. This is one of the biggest parts of Pennsylvania state government, what she does, all these programs. They're only off by, what else are they off by? My goodness. Instead of, all right, just let it go. The guy's bloviating about this. Well, let's be on the down low here, how messed up this is. No. They're mad that Trump or Trump's administration got to the bottom of this, and you're penalized if you continue to engage in this. So what else does it tell us about government? That they could be off by this much? Stacey Garrity, when she comes on, I'm going to bring this up first, I hope is able to point things like this out to the public, what she sees as the treasurer every single day, that it could be off by that amount, and they're pretty much are happy about it. Here is cut 17. It's of that ilk. Here is baby back Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. He's walking along a trail, part of his new campaign to show how svelte he is, not really, with a reporter. And she brings up what happened last week in Chicago. He's got a new angle of attack. Well, you got to kind of expect this in big cities that people are going to get shot. Here's the reporter and Pritzker.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say, the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, you know, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But let's just pay attention to what President Trump is doing targeting Chicago. He's overlooking red states that have much higher crime rates.
All right. So again, I'm not sure which mayor of a big city he's talking about. And uh, they, that that term of crime rates, what they mean by that. But this is the backstory on that. And if I were Trump and there were a Republican that's in charge of a big city with that kind of crime rate, absolutely. That might be the first place I go, or in the same day I go to Chicago. I'm still working on this, though. The genius of this big, beautiful bill, as more details come out, that it just calls into question, and people are probably shocked. Now, you're a talk radio listener. Maybe you knew about this, where there are acceptable error rates. They just do it because they're government. And here, this genius, remember her in Montgomery County, is calling out this congressman for pointing out, and she is standing on what, 0.24, that she's better. How dare you? I'm only wrong 10.76% of the time in tax with taxpayer money and all that goes into that. Well, why are you wrong with that much? Come on, Val, come on the show. She came on once way back when, didn't go well, went pretty quickly. And we do have that little drop that we, yeah, that's the one, Valerie Arcouche. She ran for Senate, lost to Fetterman. But, all right, the guy should correct it and say, I stand corrected. You're only screwing up 10.76% of the time. We won't round it up. All right, we'll keep it at the exact number. Let's print that as a headline. State only wrong in taxpayer money 10.76% of the time, which is better, apparently, than a lot of other blue states. They're at 10.93 that they're wrong. My goodness. All right, we're going to talk with one of our favorites, Sheriff Fred Herron, with us next. Celebrity, I've only done it once over at the Irish pub, I guess, in downtown Philadelphia. Celebrity bartending. I don't remember actually having to pour drinks, but it's for a great cause. It's a week from today over in Doylestown. But I also want to talk with him. He's in the center of a big race. This is the big race here locally. The DA, who we love, and Fred Herron, of course, law enforcement, versus two phony Democrats who at best are anti-law enforcement or maybe even worse. Phone lines 855-839-12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tap. Okay, it is Dom time. I have a little bit of experience at celebrity bartending. Henry in there diving under the tap. Doesn't believe any of it, but our great friend Johnny Z at Mulligan showed me, and he gave me a stamp of approval to use if I fail a week from today over in Doylestown. It was something about the head of the beer. If it has any head on it, I'm going to take credit for that. Mixed drinks, something like that. I don't know. I haven't seen the small print. Let's go to the guy behind this, though. Big fundraiser for a great idea. Sheriff Fred Heron over in Bucks County. Fred, just one question. Will this be on the podcast, yes or no?
Yeah, maybe we'll go live from okay. Chambers.
All right, so it's Chambers, and it starts at 5, right?
5 o'clock at Chambers 19 at 19 North Main Street in Doylestown, a week from today, September 10th.
Absolutely. So, Fred, how many bartending gigs have you ever done?
Let me think. This will be my first one.
Okay. Are you practicing? Because I had one of the great, as you know, you met him, Johnny Z, our guy down in Wildwood, instructing me on Dom Day, and somebody said there's not enough head on this beer. I mean, come on.
Well, I can do beer, I can do wine, and I can do anything on the rocks or anything neat.
Okay, you can do that. All right. That's a little bit more than me, so we'll pick and choose. Now, Fred, the benefit of this is for what?
So, Dom, it's for our Police Athletic League that we just started. I guess we're about a month and a half in. We started off at Johan Promotions on Street Road Boxing. So we went old school, and we started off with boxing. We've got about 30 kids. We'd meet Tuesday and Thursday nights. But my goal is to get this from 30 kids to 3,000 kids, from Bristol Borough to Quakertown. You know, we had talked about this. We did this in Ben Salem, and Ben Salem is still alive and well. They've got when I left Ben Salem in January of 22, they had about 1,280 kids, and we started off with 60 in about 1994, 1995, and it was the only PAL in Bucks County. Now, the sheriffs will be the second PAL countywide, and you know our good friend Pat Malloy in Abington, they have a PAL there as well, and I'm hoping Pat's going to stop by.
Well, absolutely. And it's a great bond with police. Now, I have a PAL story, Fred. I've done a lot of PAL stuff over the years. My wife, I was coaching one of my sons. We're playing in a, you know, rough area. And she comes in and wants to know why the referee is running up and down with a holster on. Here it was a PAL cop. I remember. Look, it's South Philly basketball, Fred. You know, you never know what kind of things that happen.
Oh, my God.
True story. Well, yeah. So
we don't have any sheriffs in the boxing ring with guns on, so that's okay.
But it is a great way. And already you have that number of kids turning out. That's remarkable for how, you know, little bit of time that you've had going on with this.
Yeah, and we really went out to schools and to folks to handpick these kids because we knew once these events get bigger and we put it out on social media or on the internet, we're going to be, you know, inundated with kids, and that's a good thing. But like everything else, you know, we've got a couple of sponsors so far, and we're hoping, you know, Chambers has given us 15% of the take, so I hope we do a good job. Plus, people are going to be able to make donations right there. We are a 501c3. We are a nonprofit, and we're going to have a QR code right there on the bar. People are going to be able to come and make some donations. And, you know, they're excited to come out and see you. So I'm very excited, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you doing this.
Oh, Fred, for this worthy of a cause and what you're doing, absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun. And I'll do my best to. I've done two others over the course of time, and it's always where people are just really nice about this. The last one was at Mulligan's where we had Kelsey Grammer do it.
Now, wow.
That guy poured beers. I met 300 or 400 people came up to him there, and he was that accommodating. You know, somebody at that stature. I hope not have to pour 300 beers, but we'll see. So, Fred, we have the race going on, you and the district attorney, law enforcement side, the other side, not as much maybe. Is there an issue in this campaign, or is it what we've talked about before? Is that still where we're going?
Yeah, I mean, this campaign is about law and order with the district attorney, Jen Shorn, and I, and the rest of the team. We have judges, and we have, you know, our three other row officers, Pam Van Blanc and Dan McPhillips and Colleen Christian, and four judge candidates. It's about law and order or madness and mayhem. You pick. The other side, they're not interested in cash bail. They're interested in sanctuary cities. They're not interested in holding bad guys and gals accountable. They're George Soros types. They're Larry Krasner types. And if, you know, when you move from Philadelphia to Bucks County, you're hoping for peace of mind and safety. This other group, that's not what they're about. Our ticket is the law and order ticket, the safety and security. It's about walking to your car safely, your kids being in school and not having to worry. If that's what you're interested in, that's the ticket that I'm running on with my team. If you're looking for chaos and mayhem, then the other guys are for you.
Yeah, exactly. The choice is so clear. And both of these guys, I know the father of one, as you know, and the other, they both have moved from Philadelphia back and forth. The one guy's run for 1 million offices on the DA side. So the podcast, how's that going, Fred?
It's going great. You know, we're going to this is recovery month, so we're going to do something tomorrow in recovery. I've got Jen Shorn coming up next week, our district attorney. But we've had some really, really great guests, and the people. You know, we're getting a lot of hits and views on it, and you know, I thought it was going to be in the dozens. It's in the hundreds, and I think I was told last week we had like 5,000 viewerships on one of them, and I don't monitor that. I have somebody that does all that. But, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about it. And we're also doing, Dom, it's dropping tonight at 6 o'clock. I think it'll be our fourth Wednesday, Warrant Wednesday. It's about a 3-minute video on the warrants from the week before. With a little kind of, we put a little funny twist to it, if you will, to try to humor it up. Warrant Wednesday, people are liking that. We're talking about the criminals that we're capturing and, you know, last week our warrant team got 23 warrants that they served and got people off the street, and they're hitting it hard. I got two full-time warrant teams out there. And, you know, as you well know, we've talked about this. My only goal for the last 39 years is to keep people safe. This has been my job, you know, 35 years in Bensalem and now 4 years in the sheriff's office and hoping another 4 years, and then we'll see what goes after that. But this is what we want to do. We got a great team here, the nine of us running on the county ticket. This is what affects your daily lives. Not, you know, not so much what happens in Washington, but it's, you know, whether or not people are going to jail, whether or not people are getting locked up, whether or not your money's controlled and spent wisely. That's what's at stake right now. Your safety or mayhem. It's up to the voters to pick.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. We saw that during COVID. You can have the president on your side on the issue of schools going back and all. But if you have a local school board that's not going to do that, et cetera, it's the same thing in Bucks County, holding the line on that. Fred, where do people find the podcast?
You get your podcasts wherever podcasts are. We get them on YouTube. You've got them on Spotify. We got it on Spotify.
What's the title, Fred?
It's called Law & Order Bucks, B-U-X, and it's Law and Order, the and sign, Law and Order, B-U-X. YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, wherever you get your normal podcast. You can get it on. You can get us on Facebook, Instagram. That's where you'll find our podcast. We put it made very easy. We have, I think we dropped 16 or 17 episodes. We do an episode a week, and I was worried that we'd run out of content, but we're not running out of content. So
good stuff.
Well,
Fred, so Chambers over there in downtown on Main Street in Doylestown from 5 to 7 a week from today.
Correct. Wednesday, September 10th.
All right, Fred, I will see you there. No police court, no sirens, none of that. Don't need that coming into downtown Doylestown. Should be fine.
You'll be good. It's safe here.
All right. Thank you, Fred. See you in a week.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Sheriff Fred Herron. I hope you'll patronize that. It's a good spot, and it'll be a lot of fun. And look, what am I getting into here? I've only had to do it. The guy, they had a beer pourer for me, as I remember the other time. All I had to do was stand there and talk. And then I hand him the beer. Now, that's my kind of bartender. All right. Great callers lined up. Oh, Joe, early today. 855-839-1210. You get on board. You got a real choice out there in Bucks County, too. The DA, the same thing. Versus the other side, you heard, oh, no, can't have cash bail. All right? It's the Krasner Group coming to Bucks County. We've already seen what they've done. By the way, they don't go away. Look at what they did to Montgomery County. Valerie Arcouche is worse than the crew that are commissioners now. Now, you know the Mr. Softy guy. He's a rising star in progressive circles. Right? The Mr. Softy truck going to prison, registering prisoners to vote. Valerie Arcouche is a lot worse. Where did she end up? Controlling what I think is the biggest agency in state government. All these government programs. And she has the nerve to be writing letters and in the Inquirer saying, how dare this congressman? We don't have an error rate of 11%. It's only 10.76%. Oh my God. The just insidious nature. It's never ending. And that beats the national average, 10.93, of SNAP benefits, of food stamp benefits. Wow. Big, beautiful bill strikes again. All right, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Hey, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prostodontist. That's Dr. Robert Bentz. And I was with Dr. Bench yesterday. We talked about a new patient of his from a listener. And just the effort of this guy to get to Dr. Bench after hearing me talk about it, I really appreciate that. I don't want to say his name because he doesn't like publicity, but you take a bus to get, I really appreciate that. And we realize the confidence I have in Dr. Bench to send you there, and the big news, even better. Right now, Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, the Bentz Dental Group, that's your number one solutions provider. Nobody does it. Dr. Bentz lives for this sort of stuff. So I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. Great impact on my oral health as far as using an electric toothbrush better, the water pick, all those things. They really have been effective. You'll get that same great treatment. And now another prostodontist there, so more availability, more hours open to you. Get that smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule that appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z, DentalGroup.com. All right, Dom time. Dom to your Dano show, 855-839-1210. A couple of things. One, with the Epstein, some of the victims today coming out. One said, yeah, she was on an Epstein plane with Bill Clinton to Africa. Well, I think it's become clear that Clinton has acknowledged that he was on Epstein planes, but arguing he was doing something for the Clinton Foundation. This doesn't go away easily. And I just think if the victims come up with their list and their experience with different men, they ought to put it out there. We ought to see it. I don't think it's that big of a roadblock to Trump and what he's doing, but it keeps on coming up periodically. All right, here's the other thing, and I'm not on board with this. You know, this may seem self-defeating. I am pretty much committed to wanting the mayor of New York, they deserve it, the nonsense voters are doing there, to be the commie. Because what will happen is their party will say, that's it, go louder and go lefter, heading into the midterms. Plus, they'll have to defend this guy in the carnage that he'll engage in. So the Trump administration doesn't see it that way. What they're planning to do, apparently, just coming out, is offer a position to Curtis Sliwa in the administration and also one to Mayor Adams to clear the field so that it'll be Cuomo versus Mondani. So just tell me, how are we benefiting here? Somebody make the argument to me. I'm giving you the raw political benefit. In what universe, if they were saying we're going to clear the field and have Sliwa one-on-one against the commie, okay, I could see the benefit of that. You get where I'm going. But to clear the field so that Cuomo can win? No, I'm not going. I'm not engaging. Oh, my God, we can't have a commie. Why not? New York is deserving of this based upon the voting, based upon what's happening. So what? How does that play out in the big picture? And you know what the big picture is, and Trump gets it. If I'm in the Oval Office, I'm getting kind of heated now. I'm moving over on the couch to the chair where he puts the dictators. The one time I was there with three other talk show hosts and saying, we got to win the midterms. This helps us win the midterms. It does. Because we know what happens if we don't win the midterms. They are going to stop most of this stuff one way or another. It's not just, though, impeach and all that. They are going to go beyond belief to stop anything imaginable. And just look at some of the benefits of the things we talked about today. Now, would they have the power to do that? That'll end up in the courts, etc. But that's what they're going to do. So I believe this guy helps us to win the midterms. And I'm not going to move heaven and earth to put Andrew Cuomo in there. Based on, it's repulsive. 855-839-1210. It's not just the entitlement of this guy. It's the COVID stuff. It's the sexual nonsense he got away with for years. Come on. Would they really do that? We'll see. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, it's good to talk to you again, and I agree with you 1,000% on New York City, but I'll move on to what I was talking about.
Sure.
Well, Trump has done so much, you know, and when he was running and he was talking about the crime issue, I'm sitting there thinking, how can a president affect crime on a local level? And he's doing the same thing he did with the tariffs. He's separating the opposition and making them argue with each other. And it's a beautiful play because Washington was easy because that's a federal city. But he goes into Chicago and he cleans that up. The left is going to be completely thrown off their rocker because now they got a reality that they cannot run away from.
Robert, that's right. And for Mayor Bowser, who I think is showing herself to be smarter and more reasonable than I thought, to say, I'm ordering the police department to continue to cooperate. This is a pathway toward moving past just 1 month in Washington. That's pretty big news.
And it splits out the Pritzkers,
yes,
and the Brandon Johnsons.
Exactly.
I heard a New York Democrat, Swazi, Tom Swazi, talking to him.
Right.
He's starting to say, we don't need these people in our party. They don't represent the Democratic Party. And you're starting to see that schism all because of Trump. That's it. All because of Trump. And I'm loving it. But anyway, I'm going to get to my side question. I didn't know if this would fly, but since the Dallas Cowboys last won the Super Bowl, our federal government has spent $78.9 trillion.
Wow.
Again, $78.9 trillion. The lowest amount spent in that time was $1.4 trillion, and Biden now has it up to $5.4 trillion. So the fall of the Cowboys is synonymous with the fall of the dollar.
Well, Robert, you are brilliant at that, but it's a one-trick pony. Right back to the dollar. You took everything and right back to the dollar. Yes. Hey, if we see you, you're not too far from Doylestown. We see you over there. I got to buy you a drink, and I'll even pour it. A week from today.
I grew up there. That's where the orphanage I grew up in was, okay. Right outside of Doylestown. Beautiful area up there. Great schools. But you guys have a great day, Dom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks very much. A week from today over there at Chambers with Fred Herring. Great guy. Loving this stuff. All right. Coming up, I had the opportunity. Now, take your calls first. Then we'll play it. To speak with Joe Pittman today. He's the guy in Harrisburg. That's really, he calls it as he sees it. He has to be on to talk about the update with SEPTA, the pain they're going to cause Eagles fans tomorrow night unless George Paquetto stops him. He wants him held in contempt, as far as I know. We're trying to get him on. I think he's moving back and forth here. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, and we'll get you in coming up at the top of the hour on the side question. Here's what you do. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.